Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is 998B. That means we're almost at 1,000, and two more, we will have our 1,000th anniversary. What is that? That's over 18 years of doing this once a week. And I'm privileged to have a great guest today. The B's are always the guest segment. The A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And 50,000 of you download us weekly, so I really appreciate that. We're brought to you, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my own supplements. You can, too. And if you want to have some fun, you can take the free online assessment. It's a really trusted source, Persona. That way you can get understand exactly what you're missing or not missing in your diet and talk to a nutritionist or dietitian. It's absolutely free, no obligation, and you can find out how to make sure you're getting what you need. Today's guest has written a wonderful book. Mandeep S. Kang, K-N-G, wrote The Doctor's Kidney Diets. Doctor's, apostrophe S, Kidney Diets. You can go to www.squareone.com to find out how to order it, but it is The Doctor's Kidney Diets. He talks about how to reverse and prevent kidney disease, so I obviously love this. And he talks about every stage of chronic kidney disease. Dr. Kang studied at Wake Forest, and we're going to find out how he chose the specialty of nephrology dealing with the kidney. Now he is managing partner at the Southwest Kidney Institute, one of the largest such nephrology practices in the country. And I think it's located near Phoenix, but we'll find out exactly. Dr. Kang, thanks for coming on. And as the first question, I'm going to give it to you. Why did you decide to go into nephrology?
Yes, it's a pleasure to be on your podcast, and thank you for having me. After my medical school, I started training in internal medicine, and I had the pleasure of working with a nephrologist who I was training under. He was a very compassionate, physician, and worked long hours. And at that time, we were beginning to learn more about, kidney transplants and different kinds of dialysis. And I was very much impressed by his, care for the patients, and was drawn naturally to nephrology. And so I applied at Wake Forest University, where I completed my fellowship in kidney diseases at that time.
And so it was his compassion, and that really comes out in the book. And that's one of the interesting things is in this book, which is organized by the first part has the types of kidney disease and what causes them, and the second part talks about the different kidney diets, the diets that people recommend for it. And the third part has a series of recipes, I think 35 or 50 recipes that will go into things like the one I liked that I cooked myself was peanut butter banana roll-ups, if you will. So Dr. Kang, tell us a little bit about the types of kidney disease, if you would.
Yeah, mainly for patients, you want to be aware of three types of kidney disease: congenital kidney disease, and another one is called acute kidney injury, and chronic kidney disease. And I can briefly explain: congenital is a condition that's present at birth, and accounts for many of the childhood, kidney diseases. And patients may have heard of maldeveloped kidneys, and also, structural problems where there's a blockage to the urinary flow. And some patients may have polycystic kidney disease, meaning multiple cysts in the kidneys. And the second type is called acute kidney injury. Acute, as you can imagine, basically means it happens suddenly. and the kidneys are not able to filter the waste materials from the blood. And this can happen in a matter of a few hours to days, and is usually due to infections, low blood pressure, post-surgery trauma, sometimes due to contrast materials that the doctors use. This leads to a decline in your kidney function suddenly. And the third type, which we are more concerned about, is called chronic kidney disease. And chronic, as you can imagine, is a slow decline over months, and it can also take years, and is usually due to diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other conditions.
And those are, now, can you prevent all of them? Obviously, the congenital ones, the ones that kids are born with, aren't preventable, but I suppose the complications are preventable, as are probably some of the, both the chronic and the acute kidney diseases are preventable, and you go through a number of diets. Why is it not that one diet fits all? In other words, you'd say, wouldn't it be wonderful if one diet was able to treat all of kidney disease or prevent all of kidney disease?
Yeah, just like, most patients don't have the same disease. Some patients may have underlying diabetes as a cause of kidney disease. Others may have high blood pressure as a cause of kidney disease. And, there are some patients who may have what's called nephritis, glomerulonephritis, such as lupus, nephritis. That's the reason why you cannot have just, one diet that you can apply to everybody. So there are some patients who may require, diabetes control along with low blood sugar diet. They may need instructions in, low sodium. And so everybody is different. Some of the patients may have high potassium, others may have low potassium. That's another reason why, one diet does not fit, all for most of our kidney patients.
So let's go into, for example, many people say kidney disease, doesn't that mean you have to avoid potassium, and we were always told that banana has a lot of potassium in it, yet there's a peanut butter banana roll-up. So why is that? And talk to us about the difference in that. And then I'm going to go to, we should say in the book, there's some wonderful, I've only cooked myself one of them, which is about as easy to cook. It's 2 tablespoons of natural smooth peanut butter. That means just the peanut butter. You can make it yourself. Take some peanuts and put them in your Vitamix or heavy-duty blender, and you can get natural peanut butter. 1 peeled banana, about 8 inches long, halved lengthwise. It's about as easy as you can do, plus 7 to 8 inch flour tortillas, and you arrange them on a flat surface. You spread the peanut butter evenly, and you place the banana on edge in each tortilla, and that's about as easy as it gets, and it tastes great. So I guess that was one of, wasn't that one of Elvis Presley's favorite things to have? So since you were trained at Wake Forest, that's near enough to, I guess, Graceland, that was a favorite there.
Yes. When you look at these recipes, you want to look at the nutritional facts per serving, which I provide for every recipe. And as you mentioned, potassium can be high in some of these recipes, but still, we know how much potassium a patient should eat throughout the day. So we allot about 2,000 milligrams of potassium per day, almost around 2,000 milligrams of sodium per day. So if you look at the one that you mentioned with the, peanut butter banana roll-ups, the potassium content is around 157 milligrams. Not too bad as long as you don't eat, you know, other food throughout the whole day that could be high in potassium. So also, it will depend on what the potassium level is in the blood on these patients. So when we are counseling our patients and sending them to dietitians, the dietitians will look at their blood tests, and then they can recommend how much potassium they should eat and how much you know, phosphorus they can eat. So basically, you want to look at the total amount of potassium that's allotted throughout the day. Yes, bananas are very high in potassium, and needs to be monitored in kidney patients.
Now, one of the other recipes in the book, and you go through a number, I should say, because I'm not doing it justice, you go through a number of different diets, and including the DASH diet, which is the diet for hypertension. And you go through a number, including, a kidney keto diet. But you also, one of the recipes I also am looking forward to trying is a quinoa scramble, which is freshly ground pepper, extra virgin olive oil, bell peppers, garlic, spinach, quinoa, some cheese and egg whites, and one large egg as well. And it fits for a low-protein diet. Tell us how you came up with these diets and what this one works for.
Yeah, most of these diets were actually created by our kidney dietitians. And we wanted to make sure that we meet the recommendations, you know, from our National Kidney Foundation, American Society of Nephrology, you know, guidelines, so that we are not, adding too much, you know, potassium and sodium and, other nutrients to their dietary requirements. So the basic, thing that we had to look was to make sure that the nutritional facts were counted by the dietitians according to the recommendations.
And so that's how you came up. What was the most fun you had in writing the book, if you will?
Yeah, I think the most fun was in the initial stages where I had to sit down and decide what is it that I want to convey to the patients. And I always had to think about the fact that I'm not writing it for, doctors and, nurses or other medical professionals, that I should write it in a language that a patient could understand. The most fun was trying to organize it in table of contents as to what is it that I need to convey to these patients, and also coming up with the tables that you see at the end of the book, tables for, high potassium foods and high phosphorus foods and, those kinds of, tables. That was a lot of fun so that the patient can quickly, glance at the table and see which foods are high in potassium and which foods may be high in phosphorus so they could avoid them.
And so let's go back and just talk. So the book is written for people who are worried about getting chronic kidney disease or have been told their creatinine is starting to climb or they're at risk of kidney disease because they have heart disease or diabetes or some other condition that predisposes them, or they've had a kidney stone. So there's actually a great set of recipes here for kidney stone and a warning about which foods you shouldn't eat depending on which type of kidney stone you have. So it's called the Doctor's Kidney Diets, D-I-E-T-S, a nutritional guide to managing and slowing the progression of chronic kidney disease. It's put out by, and you can get it on their website, Square One, www.squareone.com. This is you, the Owner's Manual radio show. And I want to, before we end, you've got some interesting techniques. So you say there's a technique called leaching vegetables to reduce potassium. Tell us what that is.
Most of our patients here enjoy eating, foods that could be high in potassium that we are always telling them not to eat, such as potatoes, for example. And potatoes are high in potassium. So, we are dietitians were able to come up with the ways of leaching the potassium out of some of these vegetables and other foods that the patients enjoy eating. So, instead of telling them you cannot eat, potatoes at all, which some of the patients will not give up, we came up with ways of reducing the amount of potassium in some of these, foods that they enjoy eating. So their potassium levels don't go up, to a dangerous level. So then the book will describe how you can do those and how you can cut up, some of these vegetables, put them in water, and, leave them either overnight or during the daytime. And then basically you wash, potatoes or other vegetables that could be high in potassium. And then you can enjoy them. We still recommend not to eat, in excessive amounts so that they're not endangering their lives.
And another thing is you say the danger of star fruit. So it's one of the fruits that you must avoid. And tell us why.
Star fruit it contains a neurotoxin, and the neurotoxin is called caramboxin. And in kidney patients, unfortunately, this neurotoxin cannot be removed because their kidney function is low. And the accumulation of this toxin can cause symptoms such as vomiting, confusion, seizures, decreased hearing, and sometimes even death. So we recommend that, all kidney patients should avoid eating star fruit. And secondly, star fruit is also high in oxalate. And oxalate, when it gets deposited, can also cause further decline in their kidney function. And so we recommend that chronic kidney disease patients or acute kidney patients should not be eating star food because it is very dangerous.
We've been talking with Dr. Mandeep Kang, K-A-N-G, and you've gotten a couple pearls you can talk to your friends about and quiz them. For example, what is leaching and how do you do it? Or why is star fruit dangerous for kidney patients? But the book is a great book, and you should get The Doctor's Kidney Diets if you have any worry or any of your friends. It's a great gift to give to people who might be concerned about kidney function. The Doctor's Kidney Diets, put out again by Square One. We've been brought to you by Persona Nutrition. This is podcast 998B. The B are always the guest segments. And Persona Nutrition has always been our sponsor as of late. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts have trusted, and they cut through the hype and confusion. You can take supplements customized to your needs. You can visit mypersona.com. Take the free online assessment. Talk free to a nutritionist or dietitian about your diet. And so I do want to encourage you to do that if you have any interest in doing so. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Joe, for great engineering. But especially thank you, our listeners, for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Feel free to rate us. And you can write us at wenwei1@gmail.com and tell us what else you'd like us to have on the show. Thanks again.